We've been reporting that health officials are screening travelers from central China for the coronavirus at airports here in the Bay Area, at SFO, at Los Angeles International, and New York's JFK Kennedy Airport. Now that we are learning, a Washington state man has been diagnosed with a mysterious disease which has already killed at least six and sickened hundreds more. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, speak with Dr. Janet Foley, UC Davis Professor of Veterinary Medicine, who studies the spread of infectious diseases. Thank you very much for talking to us tonight.
My pleasure.
Originally, it was thought that this was animal to human. It was spread via that channel. Now doctors have said that it is being spread human to human. Explain the significance of that.
Most of the coronaviruses, so coronavirus also is a common cold virus, but there are quite a few different viruses in the family. And the two most scary ones were the SARS coronavirus and the MERS coronavirus, and both of them originate from animals. And probably this one does as well. So as long as it's animal to human, you see an occasional case. But if the epidemic starts to go human to human, then the epidemics can really ramp up, and you can see kind of a lot more cases happen a lot more quickly.
How concerned are you that this has now shown up here in the United States?
I think from what everything I'm reading in terms of the upcoming Chinese New Year, all the international travel, it was inevitable that this virus, as long as there's as many cases as there are, was going to spread internationally. Everything we've heard about the individual in Washington State who contracted the disease was that everything was done right. He presented to his doctor and the health authorities very quickly. He was able to get care, and they're able to trace his contact individuals. So it's a concern. This has killed people, and coronaviruses can evolve very quickly and can be scary causes of epidemic. But as long as the health authorities internationally are prepared, I think that's the best we can do for now.
What are you looking for next as this story progresses?
So a couple of different things can happen with the epidemic. If all the cases can be identified very quickly, hospitalized, isolated, and there's not a lot of secondary transmission, then we would hope the epidemic will kind of reach a peak fairly quickly and then die down. The alternative would be lots of travel, lots of infections happening, little sporadic epidemics in a lot of places, and then we'll see quite a few more cases, which the SARS epidemic got pretty big, but it was ended so quite quickly, and there hasn't been a case since 2003.
In terms of precautions, the usual safety sorts of things, washing hands and so forth?
Yeah, there's some people are wearing masks, but bear in mind that a lot of masks will not filter a virus. So if there's a need to wear a respirator or a mask, that would be for nurses and people like that. They would want to be wearing the right kind of mask. Obviously, washing hands, especially if you have travel or with people who have travel history, doing just what the man in Washington did, be in very good contact with your doctor and let them know about your travel history and your concerns. And I think that, you know, it is flu season, the common cold is common, and with a new coronavirus that's respiratory, taking good caution when you're around people that are coughing or have respiratory disease, kind of keeping your distance, don't shake hands, things like that.
Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Dr. Janet Foley, UC Davis Professor of Veterinary Medicine, who specializes in the spread of infectious diseases.